This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda, the voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the crumbling of the medical church. Well, whatever integrity that exists within it, right? Those who would actually view it, critique it honestly, without conflicts of interest. Wow. Very few and far between does that happen, but there have been institutions that over the years that have been consistent in their, let's say, integrity in terms of presenting information. They might be of the same church, pharmaceutical, but their willingness to criticize it, just like anybody's 501c3 church, you know, where you go, hey, you know what this Catholic Church is doing, covering up, that's not so good. You might still believe in the tenets, right? And you could still critique it, and we would go, all right, there's integrity there. The question is there any left after what I'm about to reveal to you is happening? For the allopathic church, for the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. We'll get to that in a moment. Also, we got questions of the day on the flu stat predictions coming year where they say 20% of efficacy. What does that even mean? We have more authoritarian dictatorship censors happening on the social media, Pinterest, which I really don't know so much. Maybe Super Don will help me with that one. Also, on the vaccine front, we can't get away from it. And Chris Barr was exactly nailing it because when I asked him about the nefarious scheme of vaccination, why is it so critical to modern medicine that anybody who criticizes it that has any degree of credibility, according to the modern medical circles, you have an MD, a degree or whatever. Why are they so desperate to stop and stifle any discussion of even the issue of safety? That's a question. That's a good question. Yeah, why is that? Right? You're allowed to talk about the controversy of antibiotics. You're allowed to talk about the fact that not every drug impacts every person who takes that drug in the same way, especially when it comes to kids. Yeah, we acknowledge that. You're allowed to raise questions about that. But when it comes to the issue of vaccination, my gosh, raise even a little legitimacy in a question, a legitimate question about, are you aware that over 4 billion, is it 4 billion now? Whatever the number is, has been paid out to vaccine injured or killed families since 1986 or the end of 1987 officially when the vaccine court went into action under the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Plan program, whatever. You're like, how dare you bring that up? That's a conspiracy. You're an anti-vaxxer. Or if a doctor who you know is not giving his or her own kids the schedule according to the CDC, we keep hearing stories about that, from within the profession, like many of these pediatricians will not follow the schedule for their own children that they will follow for your kids if you bring your kids to a pediatrician. First mistake. Why did you bring your kids to a pediatrician? Well, because everyone else does. Didn't your mama ever tell you that if everybody else is jumping off a cliff, does that mean you should too? That kind of sense, we can apply that there, Robert. That's the exception to the rule when it comes to vaccines. It is unquestionable. And folks, the moment something is sacrosanct and unquestionable is the moment you should begin to ask serious questions about it. Because if that dogma, view, belief, or whatever it is can't withstand the scrutiny of asking simple questions, then it likely has no validity on which to stand. And that is why they are so desperately seeking to destroy anyone like Andrew Wakefield, like Rebecca Carly, who simply point out the observations that have been made before even they identified them and brought it out and said, you know what, there's a problem here. So we would expect and acknowledge and welcome if people from within medicine would look at and scrutinize and report on that kind of thing. Over the years, very few places have. One group we've referred to over the years is known as the Cochrane Collaboration. And they've done overall pretty good work, we have to say. In fact, one of the biggest revelations over the past years, many years ago now, we reported on, was their reporting on the flu vaccine, the efficacy of it, what it was really doing, what it wasn't doing. And it broke it down into among children, among pregnant women, among the elderly, and it was quite honestly saying there really is no basis for this annual flu vaccine campaign. I'm like, what is that? How is that that they could do that? And very similarly to, you know, many years ago, and I still get their journal every month, the Association for American Physicians and Surgeons, AAPS, Dr. Jane Orient has done an amazing job over the years there. And I read that every month. And these doctors, these medical doctors, DOs and others, reporting on even vaccination issues, very outwardly and overtly saying, you know what, there is no basis for these vaccines. They're very dangerous. And I once asked, I think it was Dr. Huntoon at the time. I don't know if he's still the editor of that. But I asked him, I said, how is it possible you as a medical group, medical doctors, can put out this monthly report and you're actually questioning drugs, vaccines, on and on and on? He says, it's very simple. We don't take any drug money. There is no advertising revenue or support coming from the pharmaceutical industrial complex. I said, ah, there you go. Bingo, bango, bongo. Need I go further? Conflicts of interest. The Cochrane Collaboration, similarly over the years, has very little, if no, conflicts of interest. So they were able to report honestly with integrity on their findings and publish them to the world. And you go, well, that carries some more credibility among those who care about no conflicts of interest. Well, that might be for no longer. We have linked in the show notes a PDF document of a letter of resignation. I believe it is written by Peter C. Goetsch. I can't pronounce his name. Out of the Nordic Cochrane Center, professor, director, and medical doctor. Super Don, did you ever figure out if we ever interviewed him? Because we've referenced him and we've quoted him over the years.
We've talked about him a lot, but I'm still not entirely sure whether we have actually had him on the show or not.
Yeah, Goetsche. And the O has a line through it. Again, from the Nordic Cochrane Center. And it is stunning in its revelations about what we point out here. And he titled his letter, and it was from the 14th of September, not too long ago, a couple of days ago. A moral governance crisis, the growing lack of democratic collaboration and scientific pluralism in Cochrane. I'm going to read to you a few lines here because it's important. I regret to inform you that I have been expelled. I'm sorry, he was expelled. There were others that resigned, but he was expelled. I have been expelled from membership in the Cochrane Collaboration by the favorable vote of 6 of the 13 members of the governing board. No clear reason justification has been given for my expulsion aside from accusing me of causing disrepute for the organization. This is the first time in 25 years that a member has been excluded from membership of Cochrane. This unprecedented action taken by a minority of the governing board is disproportionate and damaging to Cochrane as well as to public health interests. Now, he's pointing out in this letter that they are now beginning to see the encroachment of moneyed interest, of conflicts of interest, to the board and to the workings of the Cochrane Collaboration, to the point where they are revealing or publishing things that are shocking. Shocking, based on Cochrane's history. Super Don, I think it's within the last months, maybe within the last year for certain, but maybe not that long ago, that we reported on a Cochrane publication. It was like, oh my God, is this the same group? They were publishing, like, salivating with favorability and promotion of flu shots suddenly. Is this the same organization that pointed out there was no basis because the efficacy wasn't there? Prevention of a manifestation of flu was not there? And yet, now it's coming out from the inside. And it wasn't this guy's just removal by less than 50% of the board, but that others have now voluntarily resigned in protest. Said, no, we can't. We can no longer participate in this. He says the growing top-down authoritarian culture and an increasingly commercial business model that have been manifested within the Cochrane leadership over the past few years threaten the scientific, moral, and social objectives of the organization. Again, acknowledging that. What was it recently? Was it a major cancer researcher that was busted? He was taken, I think he was over $1 million of conflicts of interest, and he didn't reveal
them. $3 million.
It's like, folks, come on. Oh, no. That $3 million did not sway me at all to be, you know, profoundly supportive of whatever the drug industry was paying me to be supportive of. So, you know, you have a good organization like Cochrane going, it's falling apart. Now, this is increasing evidence of the desperation of the pharmaceutical church to hold on to the power. Much like we're seeing the crumbling of at least the official, I don't know, I'm not Catholic, I don't know, but, you know, you look at the scandals of pedophilia and other things in the Catholic Church and the cover-ups. That is going to do horrible things, obviously, for the structure of that church. Whether the basic tenets of faith that people have will continue on, that's in each individual will decide that. But in the same way, we see the pharmaceutical church crumbling because of scandals coming out into the light of day. I talk in terms of consciousness or the light of God, if you want to say. Again, whatever church, religion, whatever you say, it's not about encroaching on your beliefs except to acknowledge that there is a much deeper and more powerful energy in this universe. I would call it love or divine love that is ultimately winning out. Although we do live in the worlds of duality, so it doesn't mean I say that, oh, it's all over, now we can rest and everybody can, you know, sing happy songs and we don't have to be diligent and vigilant in defense of liberty, of integrity, etc. We have to win that every day, every moment, every breath. But the fact that the Cochrane collaboration is crumbling and there are people from within pointing it out, it shows me the evidence that we are right, that their lies are coming to the surface, and this is why they're increasingly desperate in trying to, what? Censor our communication. Whether that communication be about modern medicine and the dangers therein, or whether it be in the so-called walk-away campaign of liberals becoming conservative, forget the classical liberalism, that definition is lost to history apparently, but the increasing need to censor is indicative of their increasing or decreasing grip or stranglehold on the consciousness of everybody that used to loyally worship there. This is good news.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
So, the flu shot down under, does it work in reverse? There's a big story out of Perth, Australia. Headline is reading in the West Australian, Perth to lead flu jab research at Telethon Kids Institute, led by expert Toby Coleman. Telethon Kids, this reminds me of the Jerry Lewis Telethon, but it's like the Telethon Kids Institute. By the way, Jerry Lewis was retired unceremoniously before he died, of course, because he began to realize that all the money he was raising for research was not going into something that actually helped, but was propping up a pharmaceutical construct as if every disease, including muscular dystrophy, is evidence of a pharmaceutical drug deficiency. Or in this case, the flu is evidence of a deficiency of toxic injectables. Now, we've seen an increased willingness of the mainstream media to allow attacks on the flu shot to occur each and every year, including claims of lack of efficacy based on sound scientific research and observation. And I said, this can only be true and happening, or it only be happening because they're gearing up. They're programming you to not like the flu shot because they've got something, quote unquote, better coming down the pike, the universal flu jab. And evidently a lot of that research is going through Australia. Groundbreaking Perth research could help produce a universal flu vaccine that gives long-term protection against multiple strains in as little as 2 years. They keep shortening the window. It's 10 years, now it's two. I say maybe 2 months. I mean, I don't know how long they can continue this assault on the flu shot each year where people are going to go, I'm never doing it again. And then is it going to be too late? Or will they rush in with their, oh, the light has been shown, it's been seen, we finally figured it out down in Perth, and we've got the universal flu shot. It's different. This one actually works, and it works against all of them. Get your kids, the moment they're born, along with the Hep B, shot up just in case the flu ever comes away. In fact, as Chris Barr pointed out last hour, we're 100 years out, from the Spanish influenza of 2018, which was largely caused by destruction of the terrain in World War One, and all the things that, you know, happen in a terrain destruction, lack of sanitation, sewage hygiene. Then you add into the mix experimental vaccinations. Then you add into the mix allopathic interventions like aspirin that suppress the expression of disease that would allow you to get well. And they killed iatrogenically millions of people during that so-called Spanish influenza of 1918. But here's the quote. Here's the money quote of the article, and should be of the ages. Professor Coleman, the expert here on the attempts to establish a universal flu vaccine. We know vaccines work, but we don't know how they work, which comes as a shock for most people. And that makes it more difficult to design vaccines for complex targets like flu. All right, the money in that is we don't know how they work. Wait a second. All these years you're telling us the vaccines are necessary for life itself, and we don't know how they work. We know they work. Well, you know they work.
This is not an uncommon thing in science. Mm-hmm. It isn't. I know for a long time when these commercials would come on TV for SSRIs and antidepressants, mm-hmm. that was a big thing, that if you didn't pay attention to what they were saying, if you listen to the wording in these, they would say, well, it's believed that, or mm-hmm. it's assumed that
right.
the drug does this, this, and this, but in reality, take they don't faith. Have any idea. Yeah.
Right? It's a religion. It's a church. We don't know how, but take it on faith. And it's one thing if it's a belief in God, but a belief in vaccines, a sacrament, and the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, you want to, I'm going to sacrifice my baby based on that? No, I don't think so. By the way, Institute Director Professor Jonathan Karapetis said the work would put Perth on the research map at an unprecedented level and apart from improving the health of Washington, WA children, Western Australia children. Here's the thing, the money shot. This could have major economic and commercial benefits for the state. Hello? Do we need to go further? I don't think so.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, let's get to that question of the day real quick here, Super Don. Do you have it in front of you? I don't think I have it. I do. Do I? Oh, no. Yes, it's for Sandra. Hi, Robert.
Yes.
I listened with great interest to your stats on new flu vaccine. Could you please give me your information source? I want to send it to my daughter who is entering the medical profession and is being pressured to get the flu shot. And also, where can we get homeoprophylaxis? As always, Robert and team, you're so helpful. Thank you, and good luck adjusting to the weather in Utah. Thank you, Sandra. Well, Super Don, you've got the links, and you've added them hopefully into the show notes, including the Science Daily link on the study predicting a 20% flu efficacy. It is a new study out of Rice University, and it says adaptations because of the egg substrate will limit efficacy, and they're predicting 20% in the coming flu shot season. So it's there. You want to promote it? You want to share it? Please do. Also, the other study we did recently predicts that the flu vaccine protection will start to wane. In fact, it doesn't predict, it says so. Within weeks of getting the shot, even if it has efficacy, it wanes that quickly. All right, folks, a lot more healing to go.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Well, the more you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, hopefully the more clear it becomes as to where we stand, perhaps to find out where you stand on the issues of the day. And can we apply principles to all that we see out there? Because part of the game that's played on all of us is this Hegelian dialectic that Superdon loves so much, pitting us against each other, or even thoughts within our own mind against each other to keep us confused, easily malleable and controllable. If you have nothing to stand on, you will fall for everything, right? That's the concept. And we look at this vaccine issue, which obviously is a recurrent theme on the show. I mean, I wish I didn't have to talk about vaccines. It would be wonderful when the day goes, like, everybody pretty much looks and goes, yeah, that we were pretty stupid about those things. And this is not meant to be an insult, because I've been there. I've been duped as a kid. My parents, you know, we've all been duped by things. And the most horrible way to be duped is by the devastating impact on a child.
driven into the autism spectrum or even killed by these things. And yes, it happens. You know it. You're here on this show. It's not a mystery. It's a sad reality that many parents still have not woken up to, although I believe many more have, which is why there is a desperate play right now to shut down anybody speaking about these dangers. Now, another social media powerhouse, Pinterest, which I don't think we do anything with Super Don. I think it's like an image-based social media thing. This is where I feel really old.
You know, we do have a Pinterest account. We just haven't done much with it.
Okay, all right.
Sad to say, so, but it's
well, good. Well, I guess then we didn't get a chance to get banned from Pinterest, because you know we would.
Right. Right.
With all of our discussion on vaccines. Pinterest says that, listen to this, this is an amazing headline. Pinterest says that questioning, I'm going to say merely, I'm going to add the word, merely questioning vaccines is tantamount to promoting drug abuse and suicide. What?
Huh?
What? you all you have to do is question the sanctity of injecting aborted fetal cells, all the things we talked about last hour with Chris Barr. The mere questioning of it is tantamount to promoting suicide? Drug abuse? What? Listen, these vaccines end up resulting in drug abuse. Because doctors have to now, because their training is all about drug deficiencies, is to give your kids drugs to manage the symptoms that were created by, again, this is the model, created by that intervention, that injectable intervention. And this is like right there, you can link to the Pinterest community guidelines. You're no longer allowed to question vaccines. If you post even facts about the failure, I wonder if you posted the thing about the prediction of 20% efficacy, you're like, here's a scientific researcher. This is sort of like what they yelled at Darla Shine for doing with her Twitter posts. My gosh, she pointed out that there are a lot more black African-American young boys getting autism. Racism!
Race baiting.
Right. Or yes. In this case, you are promoting suicide. What? You're promoting drug abuse. What? Does it get any weirder than this, Super Don? I mean, this is pretty far out.
You know, it's disappointing. Dude, a lot of people have said that we're living in a weird time where in politics, people are just, you know, they're so divided and polarized and violent and hating each other, yada, yada, yada. And I have to throw in there the social media aspect of this. Because I've never seen this before. You know, since the beginning of the internet, the beginning of, you know, when you had Facebook, actually MySpace before that, you know, and Facebook, and they got Twitter and stuff, and it was this place, and you could watch great cat videos and share pictures of your kids and happy birthday and blah, 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 that it's become this strange thing now where people have been sucked into it. They rely on it. It's become a part of their daily lives, and people are checking their Facebook and their Twitter, you know, every 10 minutes or sooner. You know, phones in your hand constantly and everything that you do. And now they've gone into the censorship thing where now, you know, you can't have an opinion, even if it's an unpopular opinion. Mm-hmm. You can't have it now. And Pinterest is one of those ones, you're right, it's a visual thing. People, pictures of what they're doing and, you know, and they're, in fact, I just shared in the YouTube chat our Pinterest account. And so we've got pictures of beautiful food and organic produce. We've got some memes and things that we've shared. Now, one of them is one that we created years ago, and it's the it's the Velociraptor. And, yes. And if it's you know which one I'm talking about. And he asks, how is my unvaccinated kid a danger to your vaccinated kid if vaccines work? And this we posted this years ago. So we've got some anti-vaccine stuff in here, but it has not been banned.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because we're not super active, but
maybe,
dude, it's just, what is going on? I mean, if they're going to go after Pinterest, which is like one of the lower ones, you know, what is this? Pretty soon we're not going to be able to do it on anything.
Well, that's, again, the desperation is showing. And, folks, we also, you know, speaking of the why are you worried about your kids who are vaccinated, if mine are not, Well, they always come back with, well, what if my kid can't be vaccinated? We're going to get to that in a moment because the nurses in Toronto have scored a major victory against that garbage. But first and foremost, going back to the more controversial of the history of vaccines, we go to polio. And this has been one of the first shows in broadcast media over the years to discuss this head on. I remember one of the great discussions I had early on in my interviews with Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, God rest his soul. What an amazing man. And we did talk about polio. I mean, here was this medical doctor helping people, patients, to overcome pancreatic cancer, alive 20, 30 years later now, based on methods that Kelly had developed earlier, and he built on that. Bioindividuality in terms of diets, all of that. It's just fantastic information and duplicatable. And we talked about polio and what a scam it was. And, of course, Liam Sheff, my buddy with Official Stories, wrote about that as well. Now we get word at GreenMed Info is pulling this out. The World Health Organization declared India polio-free in May of 2014. So the question is, oh, don't ask this question. You'll get banned by Pinterest. Why are 500,000 young Indians experiencing polio-like paralysis? We've talked extensively about the renaming of polio to acute flaccid paralysis post-vaccination so it's not polio anymore. Or Guillain-Barré. Or any number of neurological issues that manifest after the polio vaccine. 491,000 children paralyzed over 17 years. 500,000. The Indian polio vaccine program suggests. This is a great article at GreenMed Info. You guys got to check it out. Going more into the scam. And this was done by our good buddy Jeffrey Jackson, writing for GreenMed Info. A study titled Correlation Between Non-Polio Acute Flaccid Paralysis Rates with Pulse Polio Frequency in India. And this is based on a national polio surveillance program, as reported by the government of India. Again, lots of polio is still in existence. Now, what is polio? They like to say, well, that's the polio virus, right? But we have shown on this show, and Liam Sheff has written about it, that less than 0.5%, fraction of a percent, that supposedly contract polio, whatever that might be, ever manifest as paralysis. The vast, vast, vast majority is ridiculous how many people don't get paralyzed. In fact, most people that supposedly encounter this, whatever polio virus is, barely break a sniffle. They have no symptoms whatsoever. So polio is the virus that causes paralysis in everybody it contacts, except for 99.97% or 98%. Ridiculous. How is it the cause of it when 99.... You got it? It doesn't happen. It doesn't manifest. What does it say? Now, you go back into the history of the polio vaccine manifestation, the vaccine, and you go, well, they scraped up some tissue from dead, monkey brains and, mixed them all together and all the stuff that they added in, and they injected that stuff into the brains of monkeys, and they ended up with paralysis. I mean, listen, if you take who knows what toxic substances from the environment into a syringe and inject it into your brain, how many of you might manifest paralysis as a symptom? And with that, they say, we've isolated the polio virus. I'm not kidding you. I'm not exaggerating. This is the absurdity of their claim. Yet if you go back into the history books, the radical histories, those that truly observed, like those without conflicts of interest, they looked at, my gosh, wherever we sprayed DDT, good Lord, polio manifested big time. Add the mix into the sugar consumption, which is acknowledged in this article. Consuming sugar and viral activity, whatever that virus may be. Yes, it's going to manifest it. It's going to allow it. You start compounding the terrain destruction, the law of the terrain. Toxic poison. You poison the water hole. Add into the mix sugar, which feeds microbes, which feeds pathogens, as they're called, wrongly, but I get why they call them that. And you provide the growth medium for things that inflame and damage the brain and nervous system. And now you have manifestation of tremendous amounts of acute flaccid paralysis, which is not polio. We've eradicated it. We've just renamed it. And then we've got good news out of Toronto. Yes, there's good news. Can you imagine? Yes, there is.
In some parts of this country, vaccine rates have fallen below the magic number of 90%. The magic number of 90%.
Abracadabra, yo!
Good news out of Australia. No, it's not Australia. This time it's Canadians. Canada. Toronto hospitals cannot force unvaccinated nurses to wear masks. A recent ruling says it is a binding ruling. 9 Toronto area hospitals have to scrap their policies forcing unvaccinated nurses to wear surgical masks. A labor arbitrator has ruled in a binding decision that concluded the hospitals couldn't provide scientific evidence to back up the practice. Herd immunity, right? We've got to get enough people vaccinated so that this stuff isn't spread. And they said to the hospitals, like, you guys want them to do this or wear a mask? Where's the evidence that these people are spreading disease just because they haven't been vaccinated? And the other aspect of this is like, do you make everybody that comes into the hospital unvaccinated wear a mask? No? Why not? If this is such a serious deal, you should have masks right at the entrance of the hospital. But that's not happening. And American hospitals, pay attention to this because you're going to get sued too. This is going to happen. And if they're able to actually acknowledge the science, there is no validity proving the efficacy of the so-called need to wear masks if nurses are not vaccinated. Because why? Because the flu vaccines don't work. And in fact, it's worse than that, especially if it's the nasal, the inhaled version. You will more likely spread the flu than had you not gotten vaccinated at all. And for those who can't get vaccinated, you're worried about them? How about strengthening their immune system instead of attacking it with immunosuppressive drugs, antibiotics that are terrain killers, destroyers of the immune system? All right, when we come back, we're going to discuss the Ig Nobel Prizes.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, archives up after the show right here on YouTube, also at GCN, GCNlive.com, or home and broadcast radio syndication, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud. Where else? UK Health Radio. Hello, our British friends. We love you in England, and I hope we don't get banned there for our direct talk and questioning of the sanctity of vaccination in the pharmaceutical cult or church, if you want to call it that. We've got upcoming events. Of course, we've been talking about the Trinity Conference this coming weekend, September 22nd, 23rd. And that's in Schaumburg, Illinois, Chicago. International Integrative Healthcare and Holistic Iridology Congress. For all you holistic people, please come and join me there, October 19th through the 22nd, Orlando, Florida. It'll be getting chilly up north, so it's a good time, just a little bit more humidity, which I haven't been missing, by the way. I finally went out on that bike ride with Paul yesterday, my buddy from Synergy Science, and the wind was shifting because there were fires here, and it looked bad as I was heading his way, and then the wind shifted again, so it was very windy, but we didn't have the smoke in our eyes so much, but we had a good ride yesterday, which was great. So, after the event in Orlando, I'm supposedly heading to Stuart, Florida on the 24th. Peggy's Natural Foods, and then the 25th in Coral Springs, Florida, and that is Toonies. So we got a couple of events beyond the big medical events that we're covering, non-medical, I should say, holistic integrative. Anyway, so that's coming up. Super D, am I missing anything? I think I'm good for now. Yeah, I think I'm missing Super D at this point. There must be
That's what happens when you talk into a muted microphone.
It was just an example.
Right. No, I think that's it. I think we'll be adding more to the list soon, I'm sure.
So we got a couple of minutes to cover. Listen, Nobel Prizes are a crock at this point because they gave Obama one for doing nothing, and then he went and bombed everybody just like previous presidents, and he got a Peace Prize for that before he even did it. Now we've got Ig Nobel Prizes to research. I don't know if this is something we'd want to pay for, but there's some interesting studies here that have gotten Ig Nobel Prizes, Super Don.
Ignoble, which I think the definition of that is basically the opposite of noble. And so, yeah, they do this every autumn, and they celebrate these 10 unusual or trivial achievements in scientific research.
Yeah.
And they do it to kind of poke fun at themselves. But here's the, I guess, the punchline. They honor these studies that are real studies. I mean, they actually did studies. And we usually call them, like, strange moments in science or moments of duh. But here's some of the stuff that they actually did some research on that were nominated for the Ig Nobel Prize.
Yeah.
We've got a study of cannibalism that finds that human meat has much fewer calories than meat from animals.
Oh, love.
For those of you who, I guess, are interested in maybe eating people.
No! Soylent Green is people, and it's low on calories. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's ridiculous. Hey, we covered this one before. They got an Ig Nobel Prize for the study that looked at roller coasters as a way to speed up the passage of kidney stones.
Dude, I would totally pass a kidney stone that way. I love roller coasters, but
dude,
yeah.
But I don't know. Riding them in pain, I don't
what
know.
What would they do, like put roller coasters at hospitals or something? I mean, as a result of this research?
I wonder if they could do it like with the VR version. Would that have the same impact or not?
Now, here's something. This, you know, listen, everybody's grandma has used, yeah, like if you had something on your cheek, you know, she'd like lick her thumb and like rub the something right off your cheek. They did an observational study and found that human saliva is an effective cleaning agent for removing dirt from 18th century sculptures.
Really? But if you built it in the 19th century, all bets were off. nocturnal penile tumescence monitoring with stamps?
Oh, dear.
A study that uses postage stamps as a screening test for impotence.
Huh?
Right? Lick that stamp. Oh, yeah, there's obviously a problem.
Nice. Here, now, how about this one, Robert? How about this one? How about a report that described the ease and comfort of performing self-colonoscopies?
Ooh, no.
No thanks. No.
Ease and comfort? I don't normally think of those two things.
Neither one of those. Yeah, neither one of those go in there. And then this is one, I think it's kind of a stereotype, but a study that finds that most people don't read instruction manuals, especially men and people with higher education levels.
Well, I know the men part. I don't know.
That research was done by a woman, I guarantee it.
Probably. And finally, shouting and cursing while driving. Is it good that Spanish drivers shout and curse while driving? Is there a benefit? How often do you
I think
do it?
Everybody does that at one point or another.
Not just Spanish drivers. I know. Everybody's got to chill out. When you stop cursing while you're driving, no matter what people around you do, you will have reached a Zen state, and you will immediately disappear and end up on some other alien planet. Hopefully not with the alien flu. All right, that's it. That's the Ig Nobel Prizes. Thanks, Chris Barr. We'll see y'all at Trinity Conference tomorrow. Advanced medicine, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to say big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it.
tried.